Exodus chapter 30 and verse 34. Exodus chapter 30, verse 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices, stacte, and onycha, and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like weight, and you shall make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee, and it shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which you shall make, ye shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof, but shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. And Leviticus 16, verse 12, it says, this is speaking of Aaron, he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and both his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat, that is upon the testimony, that he die not. And just one little reference in Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 3. Hebrews 9, verse 3. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that of manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubim of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. And it was just, dearly beloved, I'm sure we've all been touched with a wonderful consideration of our blessed Lord. And we sang that hymn, Never shall thy name to us, the glory grateful order prove. But I wanted, dearly beloved, if we could just consider what of the order of that beloved man, that beloved one to the Father. Have we ever thought about that? You know, the frankincense, it's comes in a lot of things, and it's very noticeable in the meal offering, and it's never been really defined. None of the research have ever found out what it is. It just seems to be something alone for the appreciation of God. It seemed as if when the frankincense was added, there was that unique savour that was for God alone. And here in this stage we've got to in Exodus, we had the priesthood, the instructions given for the setting up of it, though, as we remarked in the Bible reading, not actually set up. Then, after that, there had to be an incense altar, an altar in chapter 30 to burn incense. And it's rather significant that although the brazen altar was 3 cubits high, the grating on which the sacrifices lay was just halfway up, 1.5 cubits. And we know, of course, the height of the mercy seat, likewise, was 1.5 cubits. They were at the same level. But the altar of incense was 2 cubits high. And it speaks of the fact of the Lord Jesus gone up on high. Just thence now Christ is gone on high. Redemption's work complete. And the Spirit brings his glory nigh to those who for him wait. He's gone on high. He's interceding. Yes, interceding there for us. What a blessed, wonderful man. But, and then these priests, of course, they were redeemed. The shekel was paid over. And then after that, they had to be washed, cleansed, purified people. And then finally, they were anointed. Then at the end of this chapter, with a priesthood set up, people who were able to appreciate these things, to approach God in this blessed way, to give God his due, then the The Lord is ready to say to Moses, take unto the sweet spices, stacte. And I understand, so I'm told in reading in various things, that this was a kind of a gum that exuded from a plant of some kind. And although plants, we don't really think of plants suffering, I understand that it was irritation in the plant that causes this to come out, some sort of irritation. And dearly beloved, we know that the Lord Jesus in his sufferings even unto death, what came out, what exuded, what came up to the Father of the preciousness of that suffering one, what there was to the Father. And then it says the onycha, I understand, some kind of shell. And it was only found, I understand, only found in the very, very depths of the Persian Gulf, right down there. They knew where to go for it, and it had to go to right down. Obtained at great cost. Needed divers with good lungs to get right down to get to it. And the Lord Jesus knew the depths, from the depths. Psalm 80, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Dear beloved, Psalm 88, there's not a glimmer of light in that psalm. Not a glimmer of light, all complete darkness. Think of that blessed one, there on Calvary's cross, what the Father would appreciate in his beloved Son. The galbanum, understand it's a root of some kind. Very, very deep root that goes right deep. A bitter root. Jeffrey spoke of how that certain thing was put on the tongue, it would be bitter, but it could exude a lovely smell. Similar with this galbanum. And it says, you see, the pure frankincense would be on there. And frankincense seemed to have the capacity to really bring out the incense, the going up. It's the frankincense seemed to do that, and there was like proportions. We might be biased one way in our appreciation of Christ, and this way and that way, but Father has a correct appreciation of his beloved Son. Everything in blessed balance from the Father's side as he appreciates the work of his beloved Son, his preciousness to thee. Preciousness to thee, God the Father, as it all in perfect blend and balance. Lightweight. And it says there were a perfume of confection after the art of the apothecary. Oh, there was no haphazardness. Wonderful skill in the way this was done. It says tempered together, or as the margin says of Mr. Darby's translation, salted. Salted. And I understand from a dear old brother now with the Lord, who was a chemist, and he said that the salting put into these things would bring out the pungency of it, the sweet odor of it, just sufficient, would bring it out. Very often, you know, in some of the confections that are made, a little bit of salt, unknown to you and I, is added. Just seems to bring out to the full the sweetness that's there. And the salt was added, just in the right balance. Of course, in our speech, we're reminded in Colossians, aren't we, that your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Doesn't say let your speech be always with salt, seasoned with grace. No, it says let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. That is, of course, what will come out from the consideration of the Lord Jesus Christ. The salt comes in there, and it's in perfect blend and balance. It brings out to the full the sweetness, the savour of what was there. And then after that, it's pure. Not a thing there that was any impurity at all. They had to make absolutely sure it was pure. And of course we know in the Lord Jesus Christ the absolute, total, inherent purity that was in him. As was said earlier in the Bible readings, wasn't it? The prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. There was no answer. Nothing there. Prince of this world, the absolute purity of our blessed one, and then holy, holy. Some of it was to take all of it, and then some of it was beaten small. The appreciation that of it. And it says, before the testimony, before the eye of God, before the testimony in the tent of meeting, and there on that altar of incense, it would be there. And that altar of incense there, seems as if it would be there permanently, unto you most holy. And of course, there must be no making like unto it. We haven't to do yet our fanciful ways of imagining about the sufferings of Christ and other ways and various things to come in. We've only got to take what the Scripture says about the Lord Jesus Christ and about God the Father and the wonderful love that was shown at Calvary's cross and the appreciation of the Father of his beloved Son. His wonderful beloved Son. Open the heavens upon him. This is my beloved Son in whom I have found all my delight. Father's delight in his beloved Son. And a warning there at the end, of course. Anyone making like unto it, smelling it, be cut off from the peoples. No way of interfering with that at all. Just the simple, pure, before the eye of God, reading the word, the complete appreciation of the Father's appreciation of the Son. Now, we read in Leviticus, when this was put into action, we might reverently say, it was done once a year. For then, of course, for us, we have a daily appreciation, can't we? We can always appreciate daily the Father's appreciation of his beloved Son. Of course, we enjoy it supremely on that the supper, don't we? We enjoy it supremely at the supper and being gathered around to remember our blessed Lord in his death, to respond to him. And he leads us out, doesn't he, to the Mount of Olives. Takes us out to the Mount of Olives, leads us out into that blessed sphere. There indeed we enter in to something of that sphere of the Father's love for the Son's love for the Father, and the Father's appreciation of the Son. Led out into these blessed things, into that Mount of Olives, to be with him. What a blessed condition, dear saints of God. But they had at that time only the annual remembrance of it. And the Aaron, in verse 11, was presenting a work for the sin offering for himself. There, of course, he's not typical of Christ, but typical of the saints. We need a sin offering for ourselves. But here, then, after that, it says in verse 12, we take the censer full of burning coals. And that censer, we're told in it take the censer full of burning coals. And these burning coals, obviously, must have come from the brazen altar outside. These coals, he must have had a censer full of them, brought them in inside the first veil, and then the incense put on, and then within that second veil, and laid it right down on the mercy seat. That seat for which nobody could ever have been. They would have been shriveled up, the absolute holiness of God. The cherubim there to ensure the holiness, the absolute holiness of God. But he went in the cloud of incense, first and foremost, cloud of incense. And then after that, of course, there was the blood. He was to take of the blood of the bullock and then sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat before God. But this censer full of burning coals was taken in, and both his hands full of fragrant incense, both his hands full of that fragrant incense, beaten small, and bring it inside with the veil. The incense put upon the fire before the Lord, and the cloud of incense covering the mercy seat, going in the Father's appreciation of his beloved Son, preaching on that basis. That's the basis he went in. And then the blood applied to secure the clearance for the nation of Israel for another year so that God could go in with him. But there he went in the full appreciation, the cloud of incense with him. And that way, and he sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat eastward. And there's a whole ritual in these, but I was just wanting to stress this matter of the Father's appreciation of his beloved Son in that incense that went in, and how the priest at that time went in the full way of it. And then when we get to Hebrews, although that censer would seem to not be in there, Apostle Paul writing in the Hebrews, he says, within the veil, in the second, which had the golden censer. Significant that. It's as if, really, you see, it was there all the time, really. There all the time. The appreciation. And indeed, dear saints of God, we can continue in that and approach God with the appreciation of his beloved Son, what he is, and all the sweetness and perfection of him, and that coming emanating in its fullness from the work of Calvary's cross, and anticipate and touch something in the faith of our souls even now, that which is going to be our occupation all eternity, praising the Lord Jesus Christ and telling him forth, as Joseph could say, tell my Father of all my glory. And so, dear saints of God, we can approach in all the virtue and value of his work and of his glorious person and all that he is to the Father, to be brought into the secrets of that blessed place. So I just thought it would be perhaps a follow-on from the very touching, affecting word we've had from our dear brother about the preciousness, the sweet savour of Christ, and to go on and enjoy what the Father, the appreciation of the Father has of his beloved Son. May we enjoy these things in the days that remain, for his name's sake.